Blog Talk Radio.
Henderson Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is, as always, we do it on Tuesdays. It's like October 4th of 2016, and we're broadcasting live from not only the great state of Texas here in the DFW Metroplex area, but also in Atlanta, Georgia, where I have my co-host, Crystal Senegal. How you doing, Crystal?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Yeah, just fine. Now, my other partner in crime, Vanessa, will not be with us tonight, though. I'm going to have a little few things up, but she will be back with us next week. So tonight's topic, here we go, the 2016 presidential election, the dirt, the debate, and the decision. And we're going to, go through info and insight regarding the upcoming 2016 presidential election, pitting former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton versus real estate mogul and touted billionaire reality TV star Donald Trump. And the slinging of mud has reached heights never before seen or even heard of in an election cycle. So we're going to get into that in just a minute as well, though. And we were just talking about this before the show started, about the clowns have descended on everywhere. And it's crazy because, people have a genuine fear of clowns. Me personally, I don't necessarily fear clowns. I just fear people doing crazy stuff that involves clowns. So whoever's doing all that madness, though, is going to turn around and get somebody hurt, going to get somebody killed. Plus, they're also, doing something that I just found out is actually kind of bad, too. They're making threats. They're making online threats to schools, and it's dealing with children, though. Whoever's doing that mess, y'all better stop it, because you're going to turn around and catch a bullet. Threatening somebody, mess with somebody's kids, though. You don't mess with somebody's kids without the clown makeup. You're definitely going to get a serious beat down with the clown makeup, though. So y'all need to back up off of that madness as well, though. But anyway, moving on. Now, politics, not necessarily like my usual monster bag. Actually, it is. And I decided not to do my usual, which is to, do a live, a Facebook video talking about whatever's going on as far as the election is concerned. But you really honestly have to say that I have never seen ever two candidates disliked by a lot of people. I mean a ton and a half, though. There are not a whole lot of people in Hillary Clinton's camp. There are a lot of people that are not in Donald Trump's camp at all, though. But they still have their degree of followers. They still have their group of followers when it comes to that as well, though. And it's nuts. And I have been accused of, of being this radical sympathizer for Hillary Clinton, though, even though I'm not 100% in her camp at all. And as far as Trump is concerned, it's just crazy, though. But even with that, with the climate, all of it as well, though, you will be surprised. And if you haven't, noticed on social media, though, the election itself has probably caused more arguments than anything. Seriously. I mean, people are really going at each other. I've seen people actually, unfriend each other. I mean, they have literally, the camps have been totally divided, when it comes to this election. Something that really actually happened, a lady that was a friend of mine at one time got on Facebook. I can't remember her name, and I'm not going to put it out there anyway, though, but I will relay the incident, though. Actually made an announcement early morning saying that if you did not vote for Donald Trump or were not or was not going to support Donald Trump, I am unfriending you. And I couldn't believe it even happened. She actually did it. She actually did that. She actually made that happen, though. And there were like a couple of ladies that were friends of hers that were actually hurt behind her actually putting that statement out there. She actually did it. And they couldn't even believe it, though. I mean, you're actually allowing, you know, a difference of opinion when it comes to the idea of a presidential candidate drive you to the point to where, like, you're going to simply, you know, say goodbye to what apparently was supposed to be a good friendship, though, according to these other two ladies. It was supposed to be a good friendship, and she just laid it on the line, though. And I cannot believe, I mean, the lady was talking, Crystal, like, the lady was talking like she was sleeping with Trump.
But I kind of told a friend of mine on Facebook as well that he's actually a Republican, and he basically said that he posted that that basically Hillary is the lesser of two evils, and mm-hmm. he's not going to vote for Trump because Trump isn't, you know, he's not fit to be president. He just can't vote for him. He said he would never do that. And so one of his friends basically said, are you actually going to vote for Hillary? And if you are, you're dumber than I thought you were, and I'm unfriending you. And I was like, are you serious right now?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I can't believe people are so strong-minded about Hillary Clinton that they don't want her to be president, that they are unfriending friends they've had for years because they decided they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, they're just exercising their right to vote.
I remember like
ridiculous.
Yeah, like for example, like people automatically assume that, like, let's go back to the 2008 election, okay? And now, in all honesty, and I'm being totally honest when I say this, though, I really didn't know that much about Obama at all, other than the fact I only knew two things. Number one, you know, he was a senator. You know, two, he was black. That was it. You know, I mean, I had no idea, none whatsoever, though. And then I started actually following, because I really wasn't into politics like that. I really wasn't.
Right.
You know, I figured, like, as far as, like, politics is concerned, though, they're a dime a dozen. You know, they're either going to be good or bad. It's a flip of the coin. It doesn't matter. But, you know, what intrigued me, you know, and it wasn't so much the idea, okay, he's black. No, it wasn't about that. Now, people are automatically assumed that just because something different comes along, you turn it into a novelty and you vote for it like that. And I got hit with this one, though. Oh, you only voted for Obama because he was black. No, I didn't. No, I did not. Because him being black guaranteed nothing.
Well, the first
him being
year,
black didn't give me, huh, yep.
Right. So his first, actually, I met Obama before he was president, before he even decided to run for president. And, met him in Lee Park, actually, in Dallas. And I don't even really believe there was. He came out to speak, and he was senator at the time. He came out to speak with Joe Biden and him and someone else. And when I tell you I was the only black person sitting in that house of all these white people, I didn't know who he was. And I remember all these white people saying, oh, my God, he needs to run for president. If he runs, I'm voting for Obama. I mean, teenagers had his book, The Audacity of Hope. And they were, like, just enthralled by him. They loved him. They was Obama this, Obama, Obama, Obama. You know, people drove from Mississippi to come down to Dallas to see this man speak at Lee Park. I never get it. And he was amazing. And he still is amazing. And I will tell you this, like, I didn't know who he was. I had no idea who he was. And I said, okay, well, if he runs for president, you know, and Oprah was behind him and everything. Everybody blew him up, you know. So I was like, yeah, I'm voting for this man. And I voted for him the next 4 years. So when people ask me, you know, did you vote for Obama because he was black? I simply say, yes, I did.
Well,
you know,
well,
you go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because, you know, in America, if you look at it now, and there's many predatory terms that are coming across, calling Michelle Obama a gorilla and all this, you know, They wouldn't feel that way if she was white. You understand what I'm saying? They wouldn't be so hell-bent on this woman because she's so educated, and Obama's educated and smart, intelligent, you know, and dignified. But he's still black.
I didn't vote for him.
The
because
same
he was
way
black.
Y'all voted for, the same reason why you didn't vote for him. You understand what I'm saying? So, I did.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Because I like John McCain. I like John McCain. I did until he jumped the rails.
Hello.
And drug Sarah Palin off in the middle of that whole situation. Though there were so many other women he could have picked, so many other people he could have honestly picked when it came to that as well. Though, and he did not do it. He didn't go there. He completely jumped the rails as far as I was concerned. Though you bring Sarah Palin on, of all the people you could possibly, you know, bring into your camp, you bring Sarah Palin. And then the same thing when it came to Mitt Romney, same exact thing as well. Though, you know, and I'm all for the idea, I'm all for the idea of giving everybody a chance. You know, McCain voted for, he brought in Sarah Palin. Then in 2012, Mitt Romney, when he came in as well. I'm all for the idea to try to see exactly where the other side is sitting before I wind up actually making the decision, though. Like, now people will say, like, the way I voted over the last few elections, though, that technically I'm a Democrat. But let's say, but I leave my options open because you never know.
Right.
No, you never know. You never know, though. So depending on exactly who you are, what you're bringing to the table, what platform you're running on, who you're running with, and what your overall plan is, that's the direction I was going in as well, though. And McCain had me until he did two things. Number one, he picked Sarah Palin. Number two, he turned around in the middle of a town hall meeting and said, that one. Here we go. right down the tube. Same thing with Mitt Romney, though. When Superstorm Sandy hit the East Coast, instead of actually dropping all that, coming off the campaign trail just like Obama did and go and help address all that stuff, he decided to go and have like some BS fundraiser, raise $6,000, like that was going to make a dent in what was going on over there. And then his running mate, Paul Ryan, decided in his infinite wisdom to go to a soup kitchen with nobody in it and wash a pot that was already clean. Done.
Yeah.
Photo op. I was through with that as well, though. Now we're here with this upcoming election here in 2016. I'm watching what you're doing. To me, Trump and Pence are running and doing things, and they're acting like nobody's noticing.
Right.
And that's bothering me. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, I've got some hot buttons when it comes to that, though. I honestly do, though. Am I totally in the tank for Hillary? No, because the email thing bothered me.
Are we
not
still
to mention,
on
you know, no. Well, they are, but and the Benghazi thing. Well, I mean, I think it's been investigated. There was no wrongdoing, but everybody wants to slam Hillary behind it as well, though. But they keep forgetting about what Bush pulled.
Yeah.
But it seemed like every time if it's something that actually happens on the Republican side of the deal, though, it's quickly forgotten about. It's a non-factor. But if something like that is of equal value or better happens on the Democratic side, though, it's time to tie them to the stake and burn them.
Right.
And then here we go with Trump. And I'm sorry. I don't know of a single solitary. I was connected with the military for 13 years. 13, proud veteran. I had yet to run into one single solitary military member that wanted a Purple Heart. Nobody wanted a Purple Heart. We wanted Army Achievement Medals. We wanted Army Commendation Medals. We wanted the Congressional Medal of Honor. Nobody wants a Purple Heart.
Okay.
Because you're going to say goodbye to something in order to get one. No, and here comes Trump.
Right.
Now, if it was a gift and he was being gracious about it, you know, that's fine, though. But don't try to turn it into something that somebody wants. That lets us already know you don't know what the hell you're talking about, though. And also when it comes to the idea, people think that from an African-American standpoint, that our biggest problem is is ISIS. No. Our biggest problem right here, there's something that he won't even address straight off the bat, though, unless he's using it as a, you know, using it as some stump, you know, something that actually fuel a stump speech. And then people still don't understand why African Americans, why black people, period, en masse, are not going to vote for him. They don't get it. they don't get it, though. You can't even, and I told one guy flat out on Facebook, there's no way in hell that I'm going to vote for you or support you in any way, shape, form, or fashion if you cannot talk to me directly. And the one thing I can honestly say, through two campaigns, though, President Obama had yet, that I know of, to actually go to some place in a room full of only black, a room full of black people and only black people, and give his campaign speeches. I never saw that. Through two campaigns, I never saw that. I never saw it to where, like, he actually strictly stuck only black people during his campaign speeches.
Well, if he did that, Michael, then they would say it would be some type of Black Panther movement or something.
Yeah, it would as well, though. Right? But at the same time, though, by, on the other side of that as well, though, here you have an opportunity, and this has been through the last three last couple election cycles, where they refuse to do that, okay? Trump came under fire for, you know, for snubbing the NAACP, something that nobody's ever done. But you figure, like, you can get some hand-selected black people, stick them in a room, and that covers that? Really? Okay. Okay, when the election rolls around, though, and you get snowballed, don't say nothing. And then you got people, that, and I was offended quite a few times when it came to Trump, period. I mean, seriously.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I made it known as well, though. You know, you need an ambassador of African American outreach. What are we, the Klingons, all of a sudden? And it's kind of weird that you're in a country to where you speak English and you still need an interpreter. And it's always the same argument, too, Crystal, always the same exact argument as well, though. I like Trump because he speaks his mind. He says exactly what he means. Well, what about this? Well, that's not what he meant. What? Come on, folks. Yeah, I mean, even anybody with a modicum of sense has got to understand that is fucking confusing. Because I don't know where you're at. I mean, and he thinks that, you know, anybody, regardless of whether you're on the Democratic side or the Republican side, honestly thinks that you can actually, like, you know, you can go over there and nuke the entire Middle East and think those people aren't going to have a problem with that. You are sadly mistaken.
It's scary, actually.
It's very scary, though, as well, though. You don't understand. There's sixth graders that understand the need for, you know, for some type of control when it comes to nuclear armament. He doesn't believe, you know, you have people in the, you know, that don't believe it as well, though. You can't be that scared. Okay, you can honestly not be that scared at all. And then talking about the idea you're going to be this type of candidate, that kind of one. Now, I'm going to be honest. Across the board, Democrat, Republican, Clinton, Trump, Pence, Kane, whoever, no one person is going to be able to solve this nation's problems. No. No one person is going to be able to solve this problem at all. And it's very crazy for one person to think that they are the wing nut that's holding Western civilization together. No. And if you can't even talk to people, and, you know, when it comes to that as well, though, that's why Hillary did not snub the NAACP. She didn't snub the Urban League. She didn't run from the, you know, she didn't run from the idea of actually dealing with the minorities and people of color. She's reached out to those. She's actually gone there as well, though, and not some staged crap that you put together, though, to try to make yourself look like something you're not. That's one thing I can say about Hillary. She wasn't scared to go talk to a room full of black people. So, you know, if you had that kind of problem, and you're running for public office where you can't actually go across, you know, you can't go across. We're not even talking about party lines. We're talking about ethnic lines. We're talking about social lines. And you're afraid to do that as well, though, but yet still you want somebody to go, no. That, to me, is not bridging, okay? And Obama did that through two terms.
Yeah.
And you can't do it through, through an election cycle, what makes you think it's going to happen after you're in there? And that's the other thing, too, that gets me about this whole situation as well, though. You can't cut off 2/3 of the population, you know, well, shall I say 3/4 of the population, and think it's going to work.
Because
we have
America
some
great.
Huh?
I said that's making America great again.
No. Plus, he still has yet to answer. And this, to me, is the scary part as well, though. These hate groups that are forming up behind it as well, though. Nobody is going to vote for you as long as that crap exists. You want us to ignore it. You want us to make it like somebody was telling me one time that the KKK isn't as bad as BLM is. Really?
As bad as the what?
As bad as Black Lives Matter is. Really? Okay. You know, and there's sometimes where I really do wish, Crystal, that I could actually flip a switch and white America could turn into Black America for 90 days.
Well, Michael, it has been predicted by 2020, white America will be the minority and the minorities will be the majority. You know, by 2020, they would basically be, I don't want to say wiped out, but they said that their children will be a minority in America. So it's going that direction. And we know
what
once you get it in that direction, once that comes to pass, then they all get the feeling of what it's like to be, I guess, Black in America. Because then they'll be walking around talking about White Lives Matter.
Yeah, and then like, you know, and then you try to give them the pass, you know. I try to give everybody a pass. I try to give Trump and Pence a pass, you know, to try to see exactly what you're going to do if you, because you had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to reach out across the side, and you bolded every time though. Like for example, this deal with Alicia Machado, the Miss Universe.
Right.
Do you know how many? I mean, the cool points you blew with Latina women was astronomical. That it just started falling off by the hundreds after he said what he said. What he said, they ran, they took off running, and they were done with it as well, though. And I'm thinking, like, out of all the things, I keep saying this repeatedly, because I'm thinking, like, maybe, like, hopefully my, you know, maybe Trump will zone in on my brainwaves instead of tweeting one morning, you know. Out of all the things you could be bringing up during a presidential campaign, you worried about some old crap from an old, you know, from an old pageant?
Right.
Grab some real issues, though. If you're going to sell me, you're not going to sell me on calling some female Miss Piggy. You're going to sell me when you actually really do honestly lock into the, you know, if you're really actually close to the idea of what's going on with the heartbeat of America. And I'm sorry, it ain't building a wall. Not to mention on that note, I mean, you talk bold when you're having your stump speeches. When you get in front of the people you're talking bold about, though, you don't say anything. That, like when he went to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
President of Mexico was right there. I mean, you could have laid it out on the law as well, though. Heard nothing. But as soon as you got back to Arizona, though, you were loud as hell. and then like, you know, now he's trying to bring up infidelity. When it comes to Bill Clinton, dude, you can't talk. You cannot talk. You honestly cannot talk because you cheated on your first wife, married the lady you cheated on her with, though, and then cheated on her with somebody else, and then you married to her. You can't say anything about fidelity.
The thing is that these good old boys do not want a woman as president. That's the bottom line. That's why they kind of pick out anything they possibly can to make her look bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've had people literally say, well, you know, when Hillary Clinton, you know, made bad statements about Monica Lewinsky, and who was the other woman that slept with Bill Clinton? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know her name, but I'm thinking to myself, if your husband cheated on you, you wouldn't be really going after your husband, you'd be going after those women who slept with your husband knowing that he was married, even though Bill Clinton was in the wrong, but she was women. That's what women do. We do that. We'll get mad at the husband, and then you're going to sit and smile in my face, bitch, I'm coming for you, when you know that's my husband. You understand what I'm saying? So excuse my
language. But that's how women feel. You know that's my husband, and you smile in my face because you see me there. I mean, and you're in the Oval Office, you know, doing a nasty. No, that's not going to happen. No,
What?
Say something negative about those women. It's human nature.
Yeah, that's very, very true, though. But even with that, it's still a pot calling kettle black, though. I mean, you can't turn around and talk about, you know, somebody else's. It's just like with the tax return thing. You're talking about the idea that
right.
other people cheating on their taxes, though, but look what the hell you're doing, though. And we're talking about damn near $1 billion.
Right.
You know, 30, 30, 40 grand, you might have let them slide, but we're talking about $1 billion right here. But yet still, everybody's supposed to turn the other way and figure it doesn't matter though, because hey, that's Trump. But like you said, it seems like, you know, that good old boy deal, you know, you get a pass because you're a guy. A woman goes out there and actually does anything or attempt to that as well, though she can't even paint her nails the wrong color, and all of a sudden that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but it also happens to be fact. And that's what we're dealing with, though. That we're dealing with the idea, probably, like I said, the craziest one ever. The craziest, like, you know, cycle ever as well, though. And these people aren't going to be happy until they get what they want, though. Now, I'm telling you like this. I don't give a damn who winds up in the White House, though. I'm not moving. Y'all don't have to live. Y'all don't have to work around me because I'm not going no damn where. And all these individuals that think that if Trump gets into the White House, though, that that's going to give them a free pass to be fools are going to be upset because that kind of craziness is going to get a lot of people hurt.
It's already happening.
Exactly. So my deal to Trump would be this. You need to rein in your crazy folk because you're talking about the idea there's going to be problems, though. We already got that. But you also are part of that as well, though. But that's what happens when you really, truly do not take stock in the stuff that you unleash. And he's not trying to do that. And what's so bad about it is, though, the people that are in his camp aren't trying to help him rein in that in either. But, you know, but like I said, get your mind right first before we wind up having some problems. Seriously, though. But anyway. But hey, you know, all we have to do, and it's just my personal opinion, because when November rolls around, and the clock's ticking for real, the world is going to have to wind up actually the United States is going to have to make a decision. What can you live with? What are you going to be able to deal with? What do you want to wind up actually dealing with, though? And we're still going to have to deal with the repercussions either way it falls.
Right.
And somebody's going to bite that. I guarantee it, though. It ain't going to be me, I promise you, though, because what I have planned and what I'm trying to do, though, has nothing to do with none of that. You know, live and let live, do what you got to do, though, but do not, under any circumstances, allow any side to give you a false sense of security and have you acting crazy. You're going to be upset. Seriously, don't allow it to give you a false sense of security because you're going to be upset. It's going to hurt your feelings, and feelings are going to be hurt like hell. So you better deal with that. But anyway, like 90 seconds on the board. We're going to get up out of here, though. And we'll be back next Tuesday. Here's we do it every Tuesday, so I want to wish everybody, I thank everybody for listening, though. If you don't get to catch the last broadcast, definitely like chime in later. And, hey, chime in later, listen to the archive episodes. Though. We'll be back here next Tuesday. You guys have a good rest of the week. Great weekend. Catch us next Tuesday here on the Mike Henderson Show at blogtalkradio.com. You guys have a pleasant evening. Good night, Crystal. Go get something to eat.
Good night.
Good night.